You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. Oh, Lord, please
don't let me be misunderstood. Well, you know, I think it's really unfortunate there's a misunderstanding.
It's got to be about the biggest misunderstanding ever.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Have you ever had a conversation where the other person heard something completely different than what you said? Maybe they weren't really listening. Maybe you didn't tell the complete story. I'm Kim Komando, and don't feel like you're alone. It happens to me too, and I've been doing a national radio show for over 20 years. Whenever I meet someone new, they always ask questions like, did you always want to be on the radio? Did you just have this knack for communicating? Like wanting to know that my cries as a little baby magically told my mom exactly what I wanted. That's not the way life worked for me. It was a lot of hard work, and even a few tears, to learn how to be a good show host. And I'm still fine-tuning my craft and learning how to do a better, more effective job. Often, the advice comes from my husband, who has a very critical ear. A few months ago, he asked me why I was giving out the toll-free number to my show so many times an hour. I didn't even notice I was doing it. The next show, though, I figured it out. When you're hosting a show, the last thing you can have is dead air. Well, as I was scanning the questions on my call screening computer for the best person to put on the air next, I had a few seconds to fill. Bingo! The toll-free number to my show became my filler and my crutch. Just knowing about this was enough to make it stop. Then, a few weeks later, Mike, my technical director for over 10 years, came to me and asked, Kim, how come you're not giving out the toll-free number so much anymore? Well, sometimes you just can't win.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
In this presentation of the Kim Komando Explains podcast, we're going to take a listen to Valerie Geller. Now, Valerie wrote the book on radio. It's called Beyond Powerful Radio. And Valerie is an expert at communication. So we're going to talk about not only a podcast for podcasters, but also about communication and how to effectively communicate, especially in broadcasting or in podcasting. Stay right there. It's an encore presentation of the Kim Komando Explains podcast.
I was recently in Manhattan, and I met up with a longtime friend who is the radio industry guru. She trains the best, and I'm sure you'd recognize so many of her clients, including not just radio personalities, but also politicians and ministers. She travels the globe teaching broadcast professionals. Her name, Valerie Geller. Her book, Beyond Powerful Radio, A Communicator's Guide to the Internet Age. She says a lot of people think they can host a show or begin a podcast, but few of them have the skills to succeed.
Kim, the curse of our business is that everyone can talk, so everyone thinks this is easy. But just like anyone who's mastered any art, if you look at a great actor, it's very hard to believe they're acting because it looks like they're just being themselves. It's not until you see them in something else and you go, holy cow, you know, that is an amazing thing. This person turned themselves into someone else. If you look at a football player, how hard can it be to kick a little football across a field? It looks so easy. Because here's the secret. The great ones make it look so easy.
Radio and podcasting is a lot more than speaking in front of a microphone. Believe it or not, describing in words what I'm trying to convey is hard work. Valerie's suggestion, to create the visual, make a movie in the mind of the listener, which, by the way, is basic human storytelling.
If you can do focus, engage, opinion, position, storytelling, you have a full package of what will engage and what will keep an audience. It's how we connect to each other. There's the power of the visual. You know, we know that men are very, very visual, and women tend to be more emotive. So if you can make sure you make a word picture, almost imagine you're talking to a blind person, and find what makes you feel about the thing you're talking about, you'll always have the audience.
Sure, like Valerie says, you can learn the craft. But communicating effectively takes something else, something very special. She calls it the X factor.
They call it the art of communication, or the art of storytelling. And it is indeed an art form, which means it's very much an individual thing. No two should ever be alike. You know, yes, it's craft, and you can learn the craft, but the thing you can never teach somebody is the art part of it, the X factor. Why is it that one person can tell a story and a room is riveted, and another person can tell the same story and everybody's asleep or zoned out? And a really good example in people who go to church, you know, why is it one pastor can rivet you and you're so inspired and you're so moved, and another guy with the same story, the same material, just isn't connecting and doesn't have it? That's that X factor. Or a singer who can sing a song and it's the same song and you like the song, but another singer sings it and cuts you to core and moves you to tears, and yet another singer doesn't. That's the X factor.
And with the internet, communication has become instantaneous. And so many people now have access to be able to distribute their own content, whether it is, as you mentioned, maybe it's just a minister next door, or if it's a mommy blogger, maybe it's a gal in her early 20s who thinks that she knows a lot about sex and she's going to do a sex podcast. It just spans the whole gamut. But what a lot of people don't realize is that, yes, we can give you the power of the microphone and we can give you a computer. We can give you editing software. But at the end of the day, if it's not compelling, people aren't going to listen. They're only going to sample it once and then they'll be gone.
And here's what makes it compelling. And basically, you know, I train broadcasters and I train communicators all over the world, and I train people how to tell their stories in a more powerful way. And what always works is truth. And the personal is universal. So if you are brave enough to unzip your soul and reveal your truth, it will always work.
I use stories about my husband, my son, my family, people I meet, and people that work for the Kim Komando Show as part of the storytelling process. You tell a good story, and your listeners will ignore all those other distractions.
When you're really engrossed in something, and that buzzing happens in your pocket, and someone has texted you, this is the true acid test of whether or not you're engrossed in what's happening. You don't check your phone.
So you mentioned, and you used the word compelling. And we spoke about the difference between private and personal. Are there any other, I want to say, secret tricks of the trade?
This is part of your gift, Kim, as a communicator. You are a deep, deep listener. The greatest gift you can ever give to another human being is to really listen to them. To not just hear what they're saying, but listen beneath the words to what they're telling you. And when you truly listen to somebody else, not listening just quickly enough so that you can say the next thing that comes to mind, but to really hear them, it's the greatest gift we can give to one another as human beings. And powerful radio, powerful communications, and powerful storytelling starts with observing, and it starts with deep listening. And I know that your ability to listen, Kim, is a huge, huge part of your talent. It's why your husband fell in love with you. It's why you connect so well with people. You hear them, you know, and when people talk to you, they really feel heard. And that is a gift.
And listening transcends everything. I mean, whether you're listening to your parents on what they're going through at this stage in their life, listening to your teenage son talk about how somebody in the classroom made fun of him because he has a pimple on his nose, which happened to me last night. Listening to customers, why are they not buying, or what can you do to give them incentives to buy? At any given level, we're all selling something to somebody, whether it's ourselves, whether it's our product, our beliefs, our religions, our politics, whatever it may be. And thank you for the accolades about listening, but sometimes I think people just need to stop and sit back. Like you said, focus on what's going on instead of what they want to say next.
What's also true is we live in a very short attention span world. And, you know, with all of the bounty and the wonder of the internet age and the online connected world comes this frenetic, instant pull for our attention in so many different ways.
It's common for people to be split. They'll be talking to someone with one ear, checking their email on their phone, posting to Facebook, liking a photo on Instagram, watching television, and eating dinner. The human body, though, isn't made to multitask that much.
People are not paying attention to one another in the same way. And people are not getting quiet. They're very afraid of silence or a moment of silence. And they're very, very quick to fill it. People are not allowing themselves to get bored so that maybe some ideas come in or they observe something or sharpen their powers of observation because they have the ability to notice what's over there because what's over here isn't grabbing them. They're very much quickly grabbing the screens. So in this world, working within the confines of the structure that we are working with now with people, you have to cut through. And I think deep listening is a big, big part of it. In the book, Beyond Powerful Radio, it's a communicator's guide to the internet age, I talk a lot about listening, you know, just hearing people.
And that's all nice to say, but think about it. We have Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Periscope, email, text messaging. Everything that wants our attention all at once. As a communicator, when all this is going on with somebody, how do you break through? How do you say, hey, pay attention to me?
People have to build it in. People have to build it in. They have to build in eyeball time with one another. You know, I actually had an email from somebody the other day, and we had chatted online about something, and then we'd sent pictures of the thing across with each other, and then we went back onto Facebook and chatted with each other, and we solved the problem. And at the end of it, she said, thanks, I'll catch you next time I'm in New York. And I thought, I missed an opportunity to sit across a table from this human being. And we handled the things we needed to handle, and we did it online. But it felt like it was a black and white experience instead of one in full Technicolor. It didn't feel full, and it didn't feel rich. But we got it done.
She was in New York?
She was in New York. And we just did it on text and Facebook and phone. And, you know, we did it without ever having to see each other. And I think that's one of the dangers of the world. And what I said to her is, next time, I'm not even going to answer your text. I'm just going to, you know, call you and say, where do we meet?
This is an encore presentation of Kim Komando Explains with the great Valerie Geller, who wrote Beyond Powerful Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Valerie has analyzed communications through her years of work in radio. She now travels the world, teaching professionals in the industry and other industries how to tell the truth, make it matter, and never be boring.
When I started teaching this, it became, how do we teach people who have never done talk radio or have never really written and never really gotten up and spoken in front of a group? How do we take these people, and right now we're using it for podcast training, how do we take people and really give them the skill set so that they can become a powerful communicator?
This communications expert developed a model about 25 years ago. There are four ways to create more powerful content. They include focus, engage, opinion or position, and finally, storytelling. Let's take it apart one by one. The first, focus, is four things people really want to talk about: health and safety, emotion, money, and something called transformation.
How your life can be better tomorrow than it is today because of something you're hearing in that podcast or in that broadcast. And when you think about it, all the commercials do it. You know, do you want to lose weight? Do you want to grow hair? Do you want to live in a better house? It's all, you know, do you want to get out of debt? It's all about, if you do these things, your life will be better and you will be happy. You will be happy. All those DIY shows, it's not knock down a wall and paint a chartreuse. It's If you knock down the wall and paint it chartreuse, you will be happy.
Valerie reminds us that the art of communication is not just for radio hosts. It's for everyone trying to communicate a message. From politicians to business owners to parents to sales pro to, well, really just about anyone. That brings us to the second part of the model Valerie was talking about, engage.
Talking to one person at a time is really core, and most powerful communicators do it instinctively. But if you can use the word you and talk to each person as an individual, kind of going outside of logic, because logically you know there's more than one person listening, particularly on radio or to a podcast, but the way they listen is one at a time. So if you can just, you know, if you are a man, if you are a woman, if you have kids, even if you don't have kids, you'll still want to know, and then you can talk about whatever your issue is. But speak to people individually. The next thing after engage is opinion position. What do you think about the thing you're talking about? And certainly when I train news people, we never want to hear your opinion position. But if you haven't thought about a topic or an issue enough to have formed an opinion or a position, Kim, you don't care. You're just reading words on a screen. And so don't talk about something if it doesn't matter to you. And if it matters to you, you will have thought about it enough to have formed an opinion, and you'll have a position on it. And usually opinion is what you think. Position is what happened to you to get there. And the stories can be very powerful. And then finally, storytelling. What happened? Why did it happen? How did it happen? Who is affected by whatever it is happened? If something bad happened, can it be prevented? How would you tell this if you were talking to a blind man? So you can use the full power of our language to create the visual. You know, it's not enough to say it was a lovely sunset. If you can say it was a tangerine sky, you know, make a movie in the mind of the listener, you know, put a picture there. It's going to instantly be more powerful.
The concept of focus, engage, opinion or position, and storytelling can make you a successful broadcaster. But it can also help you succeed in business, and maybe, most importantly, in your family. I've followed this concept for 2 decades, and I'm looking forward to sharing my stories with you for several more years to come. And I love this. Valerie says she wouldn't hire a talk show host unless she'd be willing to travel with them for 5 hours in a car. Think about that the next time you take a road trip with your family. Just a quick reminder, over on our website, commando.com, we do daily news briefs and we have tips, tricks, and secrets. And if you ever want to catch the entire Kim Commando show as a podcast, there's only one place to get that. It's not here on Google and Apple or Spotify or Tuned In or Pandora. The only place to get the entire 3-hour Kim Commando show, national radio show, commercial free, by the way, is over at getkim.com. You get a 30-day free trial, by the way. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. Hey, got to help us pay the bills. We're a small business. And also, thank you for listening. I couldn't do it without you guys and gals. And if you like this episode, leave a fabulous 5-star review over wherever you get your podcasts, because that'll help more people find our podcast. And the more people listen, the better off we all are. And once again, thanks for listening. I'm Kim Commando, and I'll see you on the radio.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.